Hey there, Renegades! This is Tampa Earl, and welcome to the latest edition of the Renegades Radio Podcast. It may not seem like it, but we've raced through another 12 months and simultaneously the end of the teens in the 21st century. After another trip around the sun, there's been some great music, but there's also been the loss of some of the most influential and memorable members of the music industry. Over the next hour or so, the Renegades Radio Podcast is going to look back at those that we lost in 2019 and give them a final farewell as we head into a new year and a new decade. Let's get it started with the passing that was felt by many in the industry and across all genres. James Ingram was one of the most respected voices in R&B and pop, with his silky smooth voice lending itself to songs from Quincy Jones and partnerships with Michael McDonald of the Doobie Brothers, Patty Austin, and Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Linda Ronstadt. But Ingram was more than just a singer, stretching out to be a songwriter, producer, and musician. Not only did he win 2 Grammys in his lifetime, he was also nominated for an Academy Award twice for Best Original Song from a Movie and had 8 songs hit the Billboard Top 40. On January 29th, Ingram passed after a long battle with brain cancer. He was 2 weeks short of his 67th birthday. Let's bid a fond farewell to a voice that was silenced far too soon. Here's one of his collaborations with Quincy Jones, 100 Ways, on the Renegades Radio Podcast.
Compliment what she does. Send her roses just because. If it's violin she loves, let them play. Dedicate her favorite song and hold her closer. Her memory. If you need her so much more, why don't you say? Maybe she has it in her mind that she's just wasting her time. Ask her to stay. Thank you.
7 years old, I'm looking up to the gangsters in the hood, cause to me and my cousins, yeah, they represented good. Even when we played cops and robbers on the block, nobody wanted to play the cop digger, cause the cop was a pussy ass bitch. And if you played the cop, nigga, you got your ass kicked. I was a curious child. I used to hang out by the barroom and study the gangster style. The way they talk, the way they walk, the way they act, the way they wore that gangster hat. Tilted, brim laid flat out. Now that's the type of shit I'm talking about, yeah. Cigarette in one hand, drink in the other. Leaning to one side, cooler than the motherfucker. With them gangsta's nicknames, Gilly Boy, Pokey, Big Joe, Goldie, and Lil Lane. troop, motherfucking Mac daddies. Bitch on this side, driving a 73 cat with a chrome plated 357. Ready to send a motherfucker on that stairway to heaven. I was fascinated, yeah. I let them influence me, and my mama hated, but she still gave me love. Cause my mama understood that it was in my blood. See, it was a psycho, and in a few more years, she wouldn't have to worry about a Michael. Cause I'll be making my own decisions, yeah. Coming up fast, clocking cash, straight gangsterism, yeah. On and on and on. Now it's 93, I got a name for myself. Made a little wealth, played the cards I was dealt. Didn't go for self, now I'm a G, and every motherfucking body know me. Niggas in the hood all got love, cause they saw me raise up from a motherfucking scrub. And hoes that I know from way back before, they used to say no, all wanna go to the hotel, cause they claim that they interested. And everybody talking about the shit that they wish they did, but I surpassed all that. They used to wanna know if I was down, now they don't ask all that, cause they believe in what they seeing, a young nigga coming up fast. Yeah, straight G. Yeah. On and on and on.
A youngster peeping out my folks. Some were straight G's and some went out smoking dope. I had to cope with it, be a man and stay strong. Even though some folks didn't think that I'd live long, I watched grandpa shoot dice at the liquor store, hitting licks in the dope on Juke, man and Big Joe. Walking out the dope with a gallon of Jack, selling straight cess buzz, cause back then it wasn't no crack. And matter of fact, to this day, I'm doing shit like grandpa in every way. I got my hustle on low, I ain't frontin', just a young nigga in this world trying to have something. Yeah, that's the environment I know, that's how I was raised and that's how I'ma go. I don't know will I ever be a cellmate, but I do know I'm never going straight gangsterism. Yeah, really though, 3-2 of the motherfucking high stove, down with the motherfucking GB, and y'all gon' hear the original big baby really though, and the motherfucking 9 to the Trey Deuce. I know you heard that, big baby. Yeah, we got Zeke in the motherfucking high stove from Oakland. Yeah, we got Big Mike. Yeah, Fatty Hattie. Yeah, we got Big Chief and Lil J. Really though, say big baby, look at Mike D. You fucking bitch. Really though, beat on the motherfucking house. Yeah. Nigga face it, Bill. Really though, they can't fade this soft shit though. They can't fade it though. I'm out of this biatch.
Celebrating the life of Bushwick Bill from his days with the Ghetto Boys. That's straight gangsterism on the Renegades Radio Podcast. Noted for his rap abilities and his short stature caused by dwarfism, Bill was not meant to originally be a member of the Ghetto Boys. He was originally hired as a dancer for the group and was able to demonstrate his skills on the mic and work his way into a position with the group as a rapper, alongside Scarface, DJ Reddy Red, and Willie D, and turned out a successful career in the rap world. Bushwick Bill announced on May 1st that he had been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. He would pass away on June 9th from the disease. Sometimes the contributions of an artist can't be appreciated until they are gone and you've had the opportunity to look back at their career. That is especially true of the multi-instrumentalist Kofi Burbridge, who suffered a heart attack in 2017 and underwent surgery that same year to repair a ruptured aorta. Burbridge's career was a vast one, starting out with Colonel Bruce Hampton and the Aquarium Rescue Unit. Now, that's a bit obscure for you, and you might recognize the groups that Burbridge would go on to join and he was a major player with. He would join the Derek Trucks Band before moving along with Trucks to the Tedeschi Trucks Band. Burbridge would provide accompaniment on the organ, flute, other keyboards, and backing vocals for the entire life of the Tedeschi Trucks Band before his heart condition flared again during the recording of the band's most recent CD, Signs. Unfortunately, Burbridge would never see the release of that final work. On February 15th, the very day that Signs was released, Burbridge would pass from complications of that 2017 heart attack at the age of 57. Here's a salute to Burbridge on what was one of his final recordings and a song he wrote with Derek Trucks, Still Your Mind, on the Renegades Radio Podcast.
Had a dream last night. I guess that goodbye child, I'm gone. Had a dream last night. Say goodbye child, I'm gone. Yeah, she called the next day, told me the same thing on the telephone. She said, I'm gone, I'm gone. Crying won't make me stay. Crying won't make me stay. Now you sit around all day, look a million miles away.
Thank you. But anything worth loving, Lord's just too hard to forget. Every day's another way of feeling more the same. Looks like I'll run out of highway before I outrun the rain. But it was fire and smoke. Ooh, what a rush I got when your love was hot. Oh, but I couldn't see that when the flame burned out,
among the pine trees half forlorn. And there on a sunny morning, little Jimmy Brown was born.
Boom, 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 boom.
All the chapel bells were ringing in the little valley town. And the song that they were singing was for baby Jimmy Brown. Then the little congregation prayed for guidance from above. Lead us not into temptation, bless this hour of meditation, guide him with eternal love.
There's a village hidden deep in the valley, beneath the mountains high above. And there, 20 years thereafter, Jimmy was to meet his love.
Boom, 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 boom.
All the chapel bells were ringing. T'was a great day in his life, 'cause the songs that they were singing was for Jimmy and his wife. Then the little congregation prayed for guidance from above. Lead us not into temptation, bless, O Lord, this celebration. May their lives be filled with love.
From the village, hidden deep in the valley, one rainy morning, dark and gray, a soul winged its way to heaven. Jimmy Brown had passed away.
Boom, boom.
just a lonely bell was ringing in the little valley town. 'Twas farewell that it was singing to our good old Jimmy Brown. And the little congregation prayed for guidance from above. Lead us not into temptation, may his soul find the salvation of thy great eternal love.
One of the classics of country music, that's the Browns and the Three Bells on the Renegades Radio Podcast. In January, the final living member of the trio, Maxine Brown, the sister of fellow singers Jim Ed and Bonnie, passed away at the age of 87 from heart and kidney disease. We also heard from Leon Rausch, one of Bob Willis's Texas Playboys, who passed at 91, and Earl Thomas Conley, who passed in April from cerebral atrophy at the age of 77. There were others who passed in 2019 that we couldn't squeeze into this episode of the podcast, but we'll try to mention them now. The final two members of the Glazer brothers, Jim and Chuck, passed away within 2 months of each other in April and June. A young up-and-coming country singer, Kylie Rae Harris, died in an unfortunate auto accident in September at the age of 30. Peggy Morton Young, the wife of the legendary Neil Young, passed from cancer at the age of 66. Roky Erickson, the legendary guitarist from Austin, Texas, gone at 71. Peter Tork of the Monkees died on February 21st at the age of 77. And unfortunately, this is a short list. Moving on with our remembrance of those we lost in 2019, the New Orleans jazz community was particularly hard hit. The passing of Dr. John in June from a heart attack at the age of 77 and Art Neville of the Neville Brothers in July at the age of 81 dealt a 1-2 blow to the folks of the Big Easy. But you know the nature of the people on the bayou. They would never allow for sadness to be the predominant emotion. They would celebrate the lives of these two men. And we will too, by first listening to Dr. John's biggest mark on the music world. Right place, wrong time. On the Renegades Radio Podcast.
Making itself clear. Wonder which way to go. get on out of here. Cause I've been in the right place, but it must have been the wrong time. And I done said the right thing, but it must have used the wrong line. I took the right road, but it must have took a wrong train. I took the right move, but I made it at the wrong time.
My last dollar, girl, I could love.
38 special with bassist Larry Jundstrom, who passed away in October at the age of 70, singing about their fantasy girl on the Renegades Radio podcast. In there also was Paul Barrere, one of the guitarists for Little Feat, with Feats Don't Fail Me Now. Arguably the final three artists we'll look at on this episode of the Renegades Radio podcast were the monumental deaths for 2019. Rocker Eddie Money was experiencing a rebirth in his career with a reality show on the cable network Axis showing the charm of the former New York policeman. It also would show one of the saddest aspects of his life, his passing. In July 2019, Money had surgery on a heart valve and contracted pneumonia from the process. It would get worse for Money and his family. The surgery revealed that Money, a longtime smoker, had stage 4 esophageal cancer and couldn't be treated. On September 13th, Money would pass away from the complications of that cancer at the age of 70. While he may have left the planet, Eddie Money left us with some great musical memories. Here's one of those, Shaken, on the Renegades Radio podcast.
Starlings, silver dark eyes.
Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, The Cars, with their leader Rick Ocasek, and one of the first hits for the group, Just What I Needed, on the Renegades Radio podcast. Ocasek was perhaps one of the stunning deaths of 2019 in that there wasn't any indication that he was ill. Although he had suffered from hypertensive heart and coronary artery disease, there wasn't any sign that it was severe. After a surgical procedure, however, Ocasek was found at his New York townhouse, unconscious, by his former wife Paulina Poroskova. Autopsy results said that Ocasek passed from natural causes on September 15th at the age of 75. We also took a moment to remember drummer Ginger Baker, who pounded the skins for Cream and Blind Faith. After battling COPD for more than half of the last decade, Baker would finally succumb to the disease at the age of 80 on October 6th. One of the worst things about remembering those that have passed away over the past year is that it is a key indicator that our own time on this planet is ticking away. The slow, steady sifting of the sands through the hourglass are never more apparent than when your heroes start passing away, and it makes you examine your own demise. But these artists have all left us with timeless melodies to remember them long into the future, and we can rejoice in that. On the next edition of the Renegades Radio podcast, we're going to take another look back at the year in review. There was some great music that came out over the last 12 months, and there were some big surprises. From newcomers who hit it big on the scene to veterans who continue to bring us outstanding work, it has been a magical year, and with the next podcast, we're going to try and remember it all. I'm Tampa Earl, and you've been listening to the Renegades Radio podcast. If you would like to listen to more like what we've offered here, be sure to join us at renegadesradio.com and follow us on social media. We're on Twitter at renegades_radio, on Facebook at www.facebook.com/rengaderadio, that's RENGADERADIO, and on Instagram at renegadesradio. Finally, if you'd like to contact the Renegades Radio podcast, be sure to email us at tampaearl@renegadesradio.com.